right. Hi there. Good morning. It's Kelvin McKenzie and Patrick Christie's Love Sport Radio. But more importantly than that, when you woke up this morning and you thought yourself, you know what, I can't be bothered to go into work, you won't be alone, because it was National Sickie Day. The first Monday in February is traditionally the day that more of us are going to take off from work than any other time. Last year, 350,000 workers, mainly teachers, social workers and train drivers, telephoned their boss to break the bad news. Many of those failing to attend had overindulged after being too total for Dry January. Do you know what? That's just a guess. What I notice is that the young do turn up for work, and actually, if I saw any examples, or my colleagues saw any examples of somebody not turning up for work, we'd ask them, is everything all right? If not, we'd then indicate to them that this was not acceptable, and then they would be, and you know, within a, having got one warning letter, they'd be gone if they did it a second time. I actually don't see a lot of people taking time off, but there again, I don't work for Sports Direct. I don't work for the NHS, which has a shocking absenteeism history, and luckily my colleagues here have jobs that they actually enjoy. So we have on the line, or I hope we have on the line right now, David Selves, or Selvis, I don't know how you pronounce his name. He's a serial entrepreneur, therefore I'm going to like him. I like people who risk their money, or OPMs, other people's money. And also going to join us later is Emma Kenny, a psychologist. Morning, David.
Morning, Kelvin.
So, National Sickie Day. Is this becoming an old idea? I remember during the 70s and 80s in the print business, which I was in for a long time, there was quite a lot of people throwing sickies, and it became kind of a bit of a joke, you know? I don't get that impression today, or am I being too liberal in my old age?
Well, I definitely think it's schizophrenic, it's Jekyll and Hyde, in that there are people who swing the lead and take advantage of it. There's no question of that. And there are other people who are the opposite side of that, probably shouldn't be at work because they've got a bug or cold or something today. But because it's the day that it is and they're good people, they go in and that probably spreads it, which is not a good thing. But there are two issues in this, in my view. I've just finished my 46th Dry January, but I'm not depressed about it. I haven't gone out and drunk gallons of beer and got a giant hangover.
Right.
People are, however, coming out of the winter. They've not cleared enough credit card bill. The weather's better, the days are getting longer, but they still feel down. And in Northern Ireland, a process started of having duvet days. And I gather it's spread to the UK as well, where twice a year you could ring in and say, I'm taking a duvet day. And it was understood that you just weren't on top of your game.
Yep.
I think the real issue in this, though, is bigger. And that is that we should go back to Blue Monday. Blue Monday, of course, was a PR stunt initially to sell holidays, but has been adopted by charities and the like to help people with mental illness. And that people who are perhaps not as ebullient as you and I and don't cope with life in the same way, they get to this point in February, post-Christmas, post the winter, and it just becomes a straw on a camel's back, and a lot of them are taking the day off.
But I'm not denying
the malingerers are there.
Yes, right. So the malingering is, you know, these people are letting down their colleagues, and actually they're frauds, aren't they? They're getting paid for something they didn't do. What can you do about that?
Well, I think you've already identified it, that if you can show that somebody is doing that, you then go through the same process that you would if they committed any other thing at work that warranted a first warning, a verbal or a written or whatever. But one of the things we have to be careful of now, and you're right, they're letting down their colleagues. And I thankfully now don't employ loads of staff, but I have done. And 2 years ago, we had a medical certificate in for a young lady which had depression on it. 3 days later, and I have good teams, they are teams and they work together. 3 days later, a guy came up to me and said, have you seen this? And showed me something on Facebook. I said, no, I don't do Facebook. And he said, she was out last night clubbing. She's dropped us in it. She's not at work. So I rang her father, who I knew slightly, and asked how she was. And I brought this up. And he said, oh, that's what the doctor told her to do. You're stressed. You're depressed. You need to relax and unwind. Go out clubbing. Now, that doesn't sit well with your colleagues, whether the doctor tells you or not.
No, no, it's terrible. David, thank you for that. Now-